Let's turn to some of the concrete technology stories that are moving today. Apple is piloting what it's calling Live Notes at Genius Bar locations, an AI transcription system that records and summarizes customer service interactions. The technical capability here is relatively straightforward, real-time speech-to-text with summarization. What's not straightforward is the labor relations dimension. Apple's retail workers are reportedly concerned that these transcripts will be used to evaluate their performance, essentially turning every customer conversation into a supervisor review.
That concern isn't paranoid. Performance management through passive monitoring is a documented practice in warehouse and call center environments. If Apple extends it to Genius Bar, it would be a significant shift in how the company manages its famously culture-driven retail workforce. The workers aren't wrong to flag it. And from a broader societal angle, this is the lived experience of AI deployment that doesn't show up in capability benchmarks or funding announcements. It's the day-to-day change in what it feels like to do your job.
The Hyundai strike situation is a direct parallel. Workers at Hyundai's manufacturing facilities announced 4-hour daily walkouts starting today, after earlier stoppages failed to break the deadlock over Atlas robot deployment. The Atlas robots, Boston Dynamics' humanoid platform, are being positioned for deployment in assembly roles. This is the first major labor action in the automotive industry specifically over humanoid robot deployment, which makes it a bellwether. How Hyundai and the union resolve this will be watched carefully by every other automaker with humanoid robotics programs.
Elon Musk said this weekend that self-driving cars will make traffic worse. This is counterintuitive coming from the CEO of Tesla and the person most publicly invested in autonomous vehicle deployment. His argument, apparently, is that lower perceived cost and greater convenience of autonomous vehicles will induce more vehicle miles traveled, more people will use cars more because they don't have to drive. It's a legitimate induced demand argument that urban transportation planners have made for years about highway expansion, and Musk applying it to robo-taxis is intellectually honest, even if it complicates the Tesla sales pitch.
SpaceX's Starship Flight 13 is now delayed past today's target date of July 20th, having already been scrubbed on July 16th over engine failures. The situation is complicated by Musk publicly contradicting SpaceX's own announced timeline on social media. The company said one date, he said another. That kind of internal communication breakdown at a launch program is unusual and worth watching. Meanwhile, SpaceX shares have fallen roughly 45% from their post-IPO high, and Musk took the notable step of publicly warning short sellers on social media this weekend. Warning short sellers while your stock is down nearly half and your flagship vehicle keeps slipping is an unusual move for someone who typically projects confidence. It suggests real financial pressure.
The Pacific Northwest wildfire situation requires attention both as a disaster story and a diplomatic story. Over 140 wildfires are burning across Oregon and Washington after a massive lightning siege, thousands of lightning strikes from monsoon-fueled storms over the weekend. The smoke from these fires, plus nearly 950 fires in Canada, has created hazardous air quality across multiple U.S. cities. Trump raised the wildfire smoke issue directly with Canadian Prime Minister Carney at the World Cup final this weekend. Ontario Premier Doug Ford escalated, challenging Trump to drop softwood lumber tariffs as a condition of Canadian forest management cooperation. That's a sharp political maneuver. Ford is essentially saying Canadian firefighting capacity is a tradable commodity in the tariff dispute.
The Boeing 777X story is stark in what it reveals about that company's financial and strategic condition. Boeing dismantled an unflown 777X aircraft, a plane that was built but never operated, rather than pay the costs of reworking it to meet current specifications. The 777X has been delayed for years, and the decision to scrap an entire airframe rather than invest in modifications tells you that Boeing's cash position and internal cost controls are under such pressure that even sunk costs are being abandoned. American Airlines CEO, meanwhile, is trying to close a $3 billion revenue gap with Delta and United through premium cabin expansion and new lounges, a strategy that only works if the broader consumer spending environment holds up.